Let's go to the book of Proverbs. And I only have about 7 minutes. All right. But this was important. Proverbs 19. Sorry about that. I don't think I said. Proverbs 19. And it's good to have a good friend walking in the door. Thank you. Brother, good to have you. Brother Curtin, he's making his way in. All right, Proverbs 19, and as you know, we're picking out some verses. So, fellas, be ready for next time, for next Wednesday night from Proverbs 19. I'm not going to get anywhere close to the three or four verses I wanted to point out. And there's several more in here that are just diamonds. I mean, they just glisten in the light of God's presence and for us to view. So, with that in mind, if you'll look at it with me, please, Proverbs 19. And, of course, 1 and 2 is good, very good. But look at number 3, if you will. Verse number 3, the Bible says, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. There's 5 points to that little sentence. Number 1, foolishness. That's the idea of silliness and folly. Foolishness perverteth. That's in the continuing action. So in other words, if foolishness, now we all cut up. I do every once in a while. I heard that, Miss Mary. All right. There's nothing wrong with enjoying life. There's nothing wrong with cutting up, okay? There's someone that I love very much. She is with the Lord, and she thought that it was a sin to laugh, okay? Because there's some, it says, put away laughter. And it talks about some passages that are dealing with being sober-minded. Okay, and so she was very sincere and wanted to be literal, and so she would say, that's not right. Okay, she came from a completely different background, and so she was making certain when she studied the Word of God, she wanted to be what God wanted her to be, and I applaud her for that. Okay, but the point is, having fun and cutting up and enjoying life, there's nothing wrong with that. Unless it's following this guideline here. Notice what it says. Foolishness or silliness or folly, it perverteth. Now the word there, if you look it up in the grammar part, it has the idea, it's a tense that has the idea of continuing action. Okay? It's in the imperfect. It has a continuing action. So foolishness perverteth. It has a continuing action. What does it pervert? It says the foolishness of man is continuing to pervert his way. Okay, now let's think about it. Have you ever known someone, okay, maybe you, maybe this guy, have you ever known someone that just did not want to deal with reality, just did not, and they laughed about everything, they shrugged off everything, they couldn't be serious about anything, they just didn't know how because they ducked and weaved and bobbed every responsibility they were supposed to have, and when somebody was trying to tell them, wait a minute, you shouldn't be doing that, they just, oh, that's all right. And they foolishly, maybe didn't laugh, but they foolishly ignored it. He says foolishness, folly, has a continuing action to it. It's not a one and done. Have you ever heard that phrase, one and done? Okay, one and done. No, it's not that. Someone I was talking with just recently, I had the joy of saying that a decision intentionally made becomes a habit. A habit intentionally maintained becomes a what? Do you remember? Ah, very good. I use the word instinct. All right, she's right though. And I had her in class, that's right. She remembers me throwing my keys at someone, all right? So a decision intentionally made and kept becomes a habit. Good, bad, or ugly. Doesn't matter what it is. A godly habit, an ungodly habit. A habit intentionally maintained. Oh, I kind of like that. It's no big deal. I can, whatever. Or it's maintained in a good way, a habit. It becomes instinctive. Okay, and I don't have time to go into the illustration of it. I probably have done it before in here. But that's what he's talking about here. Foolishness perverteth, it has a continuing action to pervert. Now, his way, he didn't necessarily want it to go that way. He had another intention, otherwise it wouldn't be perverted. He was intending on ending up over here. That's why contemporary Christian music is wrong. That's why gospel music that has a worldly flavor to it is wrong. Excuse me a second, I'm sorry about that. Amen. Okay, good. All right. I'm being silly. But it is. Why? Because if we look foolishly, even with good motives, at the wrong kind of music that has the flavor of the world in it, it will draw us into it. And it says foolishness or folly, those things that are wrong, it has a continuing action of perversion. What's a perversion? What would you say a perversion is? Somebody help me. What does it mean to pervert something? Something's out of the right way. That's right. It takes it out of the wrong, it takes it in the wrong way. Here's the intended action, but it takes it the wrong way. It says, foolishness perverteth the way. He or she didn't intend to end up over there. For whatever reason, right now, I'm getting inundated with counseling. I've got a preacher that's going to be calling me tonight about another pastor that's just gotten found out in porn. I'm counseling someone. I got to watch what I'm saying here. Okay, I'm counseling someone right now. Becky and I have counseled her. Who one thing after another, I turned one down today. Okay, and it's just that way right now. None of those folks ended up or started out saying, I can't wait until my marriage is on the line. I can't wait until I can't get this out of my head. It's just in there. I can't wait until that romance that I had at 8 years old and 10 years old and 12 years old from somebody from another country, and we did all kinds of things. I can't wait till I get, that's where I want to end up. I want no, foolishness. Maybe it's vulgarity, or maybe it's just not doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason in the right place, which comes from the word virtue. Add to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge. It says it perverteth his way, but it doesn't stop there. Don't think about me, even though it's true, so just pretend that your preacher doesn't ever do this. You ever known someone who refuse to own up to what they did? Shift the blame? Notice the last part of that verse, and I got to go. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Why did God do this to me? When he started with the foolishness and allowed that to carry the day on a regular basis, and he wasn't serious, it says of the deacon and the elder in 1 Timothy chapter 3 that he is to be sober and grave. It doesn't mean he just has to walk around solemn all the time. It means in a skinny minute, as they would say in Texas, as soon as you can be laughing and enjoying and having a great time out to eat, but then all of a sudden a grave situation arises, sober situation arises, and that deacon or that elder ought to be able to say, oh, wait a minute, and stop the frivolities and say, wait a minute, something else is at hand here, let's pay attention. It says here, the one who allows himself, herself to be foolish, it's going to be a continuing action until he started out being over here, but because it was perverting a step at a time, at a step at a time, at a step at a time, he ends up over here. And when he does that, he's not going to own up to it. She's not going to own up to it. It's God's fault. He fretteth. He's angry. He fretteth against the Lord. I'm not speaking to anybody here tonight like that, I'm sure. But lest we follow into that perversion mode, let's make sure that we're walking after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Amen? Oh, I got one verse. All right. I can't. I've got to be down with the young people, all right? I'd love to, but I got to teach them tonight too. So, verse 8, the pursuit of wisdom develops. I can't. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. I hope one of you men will follow up on that. It's rich. It's sequential in nature. You have to do one before you can get the other. But once you have the one, you can study that, and then you'll be able to do the other. I hope I whet your appetite. I hope you'll study verse 8. It is rich. And there's about a half dozen more in there that are just, oh, they're so good. And so I hope you will. Okay? All right. Well, I believe Brother Mintz is about ready to lead in a song, and I'm going to scoot out and thank you. All right? Lord bless you. Next time we'll have the entire almost 30 minutes to teach, probably 20, 25 minutes to teach. All right.